From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama praises Africa's progress, but says it rests on a fragile foundation. Mr. Obama Tuesday ended his Africa trip with an unprecedented speech to the 54-nation African Union in Addis Ababa, hailing the continent's progress, saying a rising Africa is having an impact on the rest of the world.
I believe Africa's rise is not just important for Africa, it's important to the entire world. We will not be able to meet the challenges of our time, from ensuring a strong global economy, to facing down violent extremism, to combating climate change, to ending hunger and extreme poverty, without the voices and contributions of 1 billion Africans.
But he also warned progress rests on a fragile foundation that can be sustained only through continued development, rights protection, good governance, and democracy. He also took aim at leaders who refused to step aside.
When a leader tries to change the rules in the middle of the game just to stay in office, it risks instability and strife, as we've seen in Burundi. And this is often just a first step down a perilous path. And sometimes you'll hear a leader say, I'm the only person who can hold this nation together. If that's true, then that leader has failed to truly build their nation.
The president also warned the fight against terrorism might never be won unless governments address the grievances many terrorists exploit. While Turkey received backing Tuesday from its NATO partners to attack Islamic State fighters, Turkish warplanes went after targets of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in southeast Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan also said it's impossible to continue a peace process with the Kurds, who he says threaten the country's national unity. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told skeptical U.S. lawmakers in Congress Tuesday that if the U.S. rejects the internationally brokered Iran nuclear agreement, there would be no restraints on Tehran developing a nuclear weapon.
You'll not only be giving Iran a free pass to double the pace of its uranium enrichment, to build a heavy water reactor, to install new and more efficient centrifuges, but they will do it all without the unprecedented inspection and transparency measures that we've secured. Everything that we have tried to prevent will now happen. Now, what's worse? If we walk away alone. Our partners are not going to be with us. Instead, they'll walk away from the tough multilateral sanctions that brought Iran to the negotiating table in the first place. And we will have squandered the best chance that we have to solve this problem through peaceful means.
The Congress is in the midst of a 60-day review of the PAC. The UN Security Council approved the terms last week, setting off a timetable that could see sanctions lifted by the end of the year. North Korea has indicated it may be planning a new ballistic missile test. Pyongyang's U.N. ambassador said his country will respond to the military deterrence and pressure of the U.S. with modernization and expansion of its nuclear forces. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported last week the North had built a new rocket launch tower bigger than the one used to fire a suspected ballistic missile in 2012. Analysts speculate Pyongyang may try to launch in October to mark the ruling party's 70th anniversary. American dentist Walter Palmer is being sought by Zimbabwe for poaching in the July killing of a protected lion. Palmer Tuesday said he was unaware the 13-year-old lion, named Cecil, was a local favorite, adding he was relying on his professional guides. Emmanuel Fundira is president of the Zimbabwe Safari Operators Association.
Cecil was collared. You may want to know what that means. Collared is an animal which is under surveillance, under a GPS system which is being used for research for different things.
The lion with a distinctive black mane was a popular attraction for thousands at Zimbabwe's Hwange National Park. At least 25 people died in a fire that gutted an Egyptian furniture factory north of Cairo Tuesday. More than 20 others were injured. The blaze apparently started by an exploding gas cylinder. Authorities in the northern French port city Calais say police late Monday pushed back more than 2,000 migrants trying to enter the Eurotunnel in hopes of reaching Britain. 8 migrant deaths have been reported at the tunnel since mid-June. As many as 10,000 migrants, mostly from Africa and the Middle East, are living in a squalid encampments in and near Calais. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.